This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. From their brand new recording, Sorrow is the Bird, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. That tune written by Ellie Buckland, and she's got some help with the trio from Issa Burke and Molly Obamsawin. Welcome to the Folk Show.
Thanks for having us. We are so happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
I had an opportunity to see these gals, a couple years ago at a festival in New York, and then again last year. They keep moving up to different places and positions on the lineup. It really, kind of started out with the Berkeley crew, I think, the first time I saw you, and then really advanced to a bigger stage. And you really are on a lot bigger stages these days. You'll be performing at the Roots on the River Festival over in Bellows Falls,
yeah,
Vermont,
exactly.
Real soon. That's just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, the first weekend in June.
Let festival season
begin.
Exactly.
It's our first festival of, it'll kick off of our year, right, of our summer touring season. So it has a special place in our heart because it's like the first time we get to hang out under a tent and like have beers at 4 in the afternoon.
So. Actually, I'm going to be finishing my finals period like the day of and heading straight to the festival at school, from school.
So. Quite the celebration of the end of school.
Let's learn a little bit more about the origin of Lula Wiles. How'd you guys get it all together?
Well, it started out as me and Ellie in a duo. This is Issa talking. And we just sort of We all met at Maine Fiddle Camp. Well, actually, Ellie and Molly grew up together, and I met each of them at Maine Fiddle Camp. And the band kind of started because Ellie and I realized that we really love singing together. We just felt like, whoa, magical things happen when the two of us sing in harmony. And so we just started playing like some of our own songs and other songs that we loved. But Lula Wiles was really born when Molly joined the band about a year after Ellie and I started performing as a duo.
I'll speak more to the Maine Fiddle Camp thing. I mean, that's where we all became really good friends in terms of like our musical relationship. And there's a lot of magical music happening at Maine Fiddle Camp. And so it really nurtured. And I think that's where the spark nurtured us, and that's where the spark for this band started, I think.
Yeah, and I'm just remembering, I think the first time I ever sang on a stage was with Ellie Buckland at Fiddle Camp.
Oh,
we sang
gosh.
A Tallest Man on Earth song together.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember hearing you guys do that song. I was like, I want to be friends with them. I'm not kidding.
Maine Fiddle Camp, were you all fiddlers, or are you
well,
just there?
Well, Issa and I were, and Molly went on the bass, the big fiddle. And there are lots of different instruments at Maine Fiddle Camp. It just, fiddle is the
overarching
predominant one. But the way the band started is it sort of developed from, we are going to traditional music camp, and we're like teenagers at this, you know, like hanging out for a week in the summer times. And so being in Boston, when we eventually all wound up at Berklee, it was just this thing that seemed to make the most sense. Like we just had to play together, you know.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and Lula Wiles in our studio. How about another tune?
Yeah, sounds good.
Good to you.
I love that idea. We're gonna sing a song of Issa's, and we're all songwriters in the band, and that's one of the things that's, I think maybe the most fun is we all get to play each other's songs.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, oh, ooh. Walking through this city, trying to understand your love.
Gals in the studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with a track from their new album, and that was Good to You. Now, you met at Maine Fiddle Camp pretty much, and that's how you guys kind of started to develop as a group. Are you all from Maine?
We are, in fact. Yeah. Molly and I grew up in Farmington, Maine, which is this cute little... It's in the western mountains of Maine. It's kind of like a little arts mecca.
It's artsy now. It's also a retired mill town. Yeah. Or not mill town, industry town.
Yes,
right?
I guess so. There was like a shoe factory. But yeah. Molly and I actually first met when I was 11 and she was 9. And we were in swimming lessons at the local gym.
Which neither of us graduated from. We dropped out at like level 7 with the butterfly,
I think. Because we couldn't get the butterfly down. So we moved on
it's
to playing music. Instead.
Guitar is easier than the butterfly.
But actually, at that point, we were already musicians, but yeah. We've all been musicians for a long time. But anyway, and Issa grew up in South Berwick.
Yeah, so I grew up in South Berwick, Maine. Do you know my parents?
I know your parents.
Yeah, so Susie Burke and David Surrett, really wonderful musicians.
I second that.
Me too.
They're great. I grew up surrounded by music. The Seacoast area of like Maine and New Hampshire has a really cool music community that my parents are part of, and so I kind of grew up surrounded by that. And went to Maine Fiddle Camp for the first time when I was 11, and they were on staff there. And that was actually where I started playing the fiddle. Was at Fiddle Camp. I was a guitar player first, but was never really that serious about it. It was just kind of like something I did for fun, just like to sing songs with. But then as soon as I picked up the fiddle, I just like went nuts for it.
Other influences for you folks, maybe in the girl band or female performers, other female artists that kind of helped to boost your interest in music?
Yeah.
Who were those?
Ladies. Aoife O'Donovan, she's like one of the top, her band, Crooked Still, that was like, I think, a really formative band influence for all of
absolutely.
Us, you know, but she really took that one. Yeah. To glory.
Exactly. Yeah. We still, as a band, I think one of our favorite records is Shaken by a Low Sound, mm-hmm. which is one of Crooked Still's albums.
That record was extremely formative for all of us.
I actually have strong memories of just sitting in my car at Fiddle Camp, just blasting Crooked Still, Shaken by a Low Sound, and listening with all my Fiddle Camp friends.
Totally.
Another influence for me was definitely the group The Waylon Jennies. Mm-hmm. When I was... in high school, I listened to them a ton and loved their harmonies. And then I guess also I would mention the Stray Birds have been definitely an influence. As an instrumentalist, I had been playing fiddle for a long time. And this is Ellie speaking. I've been singing my whole life. My mom always jokes that I learned to sing before I could talk. But I always wanted to, there was something like missing, it felt like, when I was just playing other people's music or just fiddle music. I wanted to express myself musically in a different way. And so Maya DeVitri, the songwriter, one of the songwriters in the Stray Birds, was personally very so encouraging when I was like really first getting into writing songs. And so her music and her, she's definitely influenced me.
Yeah, totally. Brittany Haas is maybe my favorite fiddle player ever. She's like, I've been a devotee of her playing for a long time. You know, the fiddlers that inspired her, like Bruce Molsky and Daryl Anger, who I was lucky enough to study with at Berkeley, both of them, they've been just like immeasurably influential to my playing. But as far as women, another person who really inspires me a lot is Anais Mitchell. I am so deeply obsessed with, like, she's a genius.
Yeah.
Just like her artistry and her writing and her singing and her guitar playing. She's such a great guitarist, and I feel like that's not the thing that she's primarily known for, but I really started getting into her music at the beginning of college, and that was one of the things that inspired me to get more serious about the guitar and just really like get better at it. I worked more on finger picking because of her. And many other things. I mean, we could go on and on, like Emmylou Harris, Lucinda Williams, like lots of gals, Dolly, of course.
Well, what made you decide to be songwriters? I mean, your album is completely original,
mm-hmm.
all your own songs. And you could have just been a cover band. What made you decide to dive in and take on this genre of music in your own words?
Totally. Well, I have been writing songs for a long time. I would kind of like make up little songs as a kid. Like was never really something I was serious about until high school, but I started writing songs in high school just because I've always loved songs, and there were a lot of, you know, songwriters I was listening to whose work I was really inspired by, and like wanted to get out my angsty high school feelings. And then the songwriting department at Berkeley, both Ellie and I studied songwriting a lot during our time at Berkeley, and the songwriting department at Berkeley is really wonderful, and that was one of the things that drew me to the college initially, was the fact that they had an actual dedicated program for not just composition but songwriting. And so
that's quite unique.
Yeah. Issa, I know you were involved with the Roots program at Berkeley. And one would think that a Roots program would just be covering traditional music.
Right.
So how does a songwriting class fit into a Roots program?
Well, so they're kind of separate, actually. The Roots program is largely extracurricular. They bring in a lot of visiting artists and things like that, but it's not actually like a curriculum that you are just like solely enrolled in. But at Berkeley, I majored in violin performance and songwriting. So within the performance major, I can study with whoever I want, take whatever classes and ensembles I want. And then within the songwriting department, most of the classes aren't genre specific. So you'll have like root songwriters and pop and R&B and every other imaginable genre. But there is now a course specifically in roots song and tune writing taught by Mark Simos, who's he's a mad genius.
I'll jump in that. I took it was right on the cusp of like, I want to write songs. And I had only written one song at a summer camp called Miles of Music Camp. And I took one of Mark's classes and it completely blew my mind. But,
was that the class we took together?
We did. Yes. Issa and I took it together.
Lyric writing one.
And I think one of the things that's so inspiring about having Mark as a teacher is that he's an amazing fiddler, you know, he's an old-time fiddler, but he and this amazing songwriter, and he thinks so deeply about the craft and really instills this. It felt like he was instilling that sense of like really spending the time working on words and working on emotion and matching lyric.
Like, yeah, the way that you set like the syllables of your words rhythmically, like he nerds out so hard about all that stuff. It's like hugely inspiring. Yeah.
And then also he's just so professionally is doing so well in the like root scene. You know, he has songs cut by Alison Krauss, by Jel McCurry, and so that is really inspiring. And that's definitely how I think the songwriting thing fits into the roots thing, because there is so much original music in this genre of music that we're playing that we're clearly influenced by traditional music.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Lula Wiles and hear some more music.
Yeah.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
NHPR has earned 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards. I'm Betsy Gardella, president of NHPR. The Murrow Awards recognize excellence in journalism around the country. NHPR's newsroom was again honored for both our investigative and daily reporting. Our dedicated news team is able to produce this award-winning work thanks to NHPR sustaining members. Thank you for your continued support.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the New Hampshire Historical Society's New Hampshire History Network, engaging online resources from local historical societies to help you learn more about the state you love, nhhistory.org, and Mount Washington Valley Chamber, promoting foodie adventures from farm to table and dinner theater to brewery and strawberry festivals. Foodie Adventures, MWV.com. Our guest in the studio, Lula Wiles. The personnel in Lula Wiles includes Issa Burke, Ellie Buckland, and Molly Obomsawin. Happy to have them here as our guests on The Folk Show here at NHPR. You have another tune for us?
We do, yes. We're going to play the one tune on our album that Molly wrote. And it's actually the first song that Molly ever wrote. It's called Mama.
Mama, I need to come home. I've been starving myself to the bone. I've been up all night crying, I've been drinking all alone. Mama, I need to come home. Daddy, I've been doing bad things. Yeah, I know they ain't no good for me. I've been kissing and telling, I've been stealing, I've been selling. Daddy, I've been doing bad things. Now, Anna, don't you tell on me. I'm in some trouble down in Milwaukee, and I've been going by the name of Sammy Lee. I'm in some trouble down in Milwaukee. Now they're running me right out of this town. Across that line they've been chasing me down, down, down. Guess I've been found out for all my dogging around. They're running me right out of this town. I've been up all night crying, I've been drinking all alone. Mama, I need to come home. Mama, I need to come home. Yeah, I can't do a thing on my own. And I've come to find out I don't want to be alone. Mama, I need to come home. Yeah, I've come to find out I can't do nothing on my own. Mama, I need to come home.
That's Mama from Lula Wiles, that tune written by Molly Abamsawan. She put down the bass and picked up the guitar for that one. Now, the album is out. It's called just Lula Wiles.
Yes, it is.
It's just called Lula Wiles. It's a debut CD. Mm-hmm. And you had some help on this recording. Who all helped you out?
We did. So, as you mentioned, it was our first album, and none of us really had a ton of recording experience going into it, so we knew that we wanted to work with a producer, and we very quickly decided that the right man for the job was our dear friend Adam Iredale Gray, who is in a really amazing Canadian folk rock band called Fish and Bird.
So we just loved, we love his musicality and the stuff he has done with their records, and he's a talented engineer and as well. So we knew that he would be a good fit.
So yeah, he's a really great fiddle player and guitar player, and he played some electric guitar on the record. He plays electric guitar on 3 tunes.
But we swear it's still folk.
And I play electric guitar on 1. And then we had our other great friend Sean Trishka play drums on 5 songs. He's a really amazingly talented drummer.
Is he related to Tony?
He is. He's his son.
The son.
Yes. Son of Tony. Son of Assunta.
Yes. Actually, on Sean's website, at the end of his bio, it says, "Yes, my mother is the Assunta Trishka." I get asked that a lot. And we had, let's see, we had Dan Cardinal engineering the album at his studio in Jamaica Plain in Boston, called Dimension Sound Studios, which is just an incredibly wonderful place to make
a
record.
Lots of great folk records have come out of there. Yeah. Joe Walsh, Bruce Molsky, Ari and Mia Friedman.
Totally. Josh Ritter, is that folk still?
Yeah, it's definitely folk. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, and sort of more like indie folk pop bands like Darling Side and the Ballroom Thieves. But yeah, a lot of the best music coming out of the Boston area was made at Dimension Sound Studios, and Dan is just a beast. He's so,
in our
so talented.
Yeah. Now, how do you, we've been kind of kidding around about folk and, you know, whether electric guitars, I mean, Bob Dylan played an electric guitar at the Newport Folk Festival, but do you ever resist the labeling that you get from folks?
Yes.
I'll answer first. Yes. It's, I mean, there's like a lot of sort of like putting in the box of like lady trios to begin with, especially if they're acoustic, and we want to like transcend that box definitely. And it's hard though, because we do like, we take a lot of influence from roots music and from, you know, bluegrass, old time, all of that purely acoustic music, and we don't want to get stuck in that. And like, it's never been, our band has never been about like maintaining that. It's always been about sort of going beyond the genre definition.
Yeah, and trying to create something new while also, I think, really
making homage.
Yeah, homage to what's come before us, and definitely like respecting the tradition. And like, clearly, yeah, we are so influenced by bluegrass and old time and folk music, but also by pop music and by indie rock music, you know.
Lula Wiles are going to be out promoting or supporting, I don't know what you call it, really, the new CD, which is called Lula Wiles. And there's 11 tracks on this one, which features all original music. They have shows coming up in Maine and in Massachusetts, but more close to us, they'll be at the Stone Church in Newmarket on May 27th. And of course, you know they're going to be over at the Roots on the River Festival in Bellis Falls, Vermont on June 4th. Then coming back this way at the Green River Festival in July in Greenfield, Mass, and a whole lot of shows. You really have a busy schedule.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun summer.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and visit some more with Lula Wiles here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
The world is in a constant state of change.
Huge population growth.
Oh my gosh, Apple's working on self-driving cars.
Healthcare, pensions, social welfare.
But this week, Outside In is all about the ways things haven't changed.
And if you woke up Rip Van Winkle and showed him the electric system, he'd recognize it immediately.
Well, ginkgos are what we call a living fossil.
Everybody's amazed that camels originated in America.
Outside In, tonight at 10 on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Roots on the River 2016 in Bellows Falls, Vermont, June 3rd through the 5th, with Mary Gaucher, The Steel Wheels, Della May, and more. Tickets at rootsontheriver.com. And SMP Architecture Concord, guiding their clients through thoughtful, creative, and sustainable design collaborations for over 30 years. Information at sheerr.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have Lula Wiles here in the studio. It was tough to get them in here because they are so busy, but we're really happy they could make NHPR a stop on their route.
Thanks for having us.
With the new album in hand, and we have time for a couple more songs, so you have another one you can play?
Yeah. This is a song called Don't Ask Why, and actually, the track will be premiering soon on The Bluegrass Situation, so keep an eye out for that. Most days I wake when the sunshine crawls into my bed, fit as a fiddle when the world wakes up, taking a drink from a golden cup. Most days I'm looking on the bright side of an open door. Swing your partner and do-si-do, my feet keep telling me to go, go, go. Cross my heart, but I don't ask why. Some nights I can't help but cry. as a daisy in an open field. With a bit of good luck, you're a flower crown, or else the rain will come to knock you down. Bad news, it hit me like a freight train going so fast. Standing in the rain where the daisies grow, praying to a God that I don't know. Cross my heart, but I don't ask why. Some nights I can't help but cry when the trumpet sounds from the other side. Put the shovel in the ground, don't ask why.
Don't Ask Why, a track from the new Lula Wiles album written by Ellie Buckland here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Lula Wiles is a trio featuring these great talents. I'm wondering if you are also engaged in other projects.
I've been doing a lot of solo stuff, mostly just around in Boston, but also working on a duo record of a more indie rock persuasion with Adam Iredell Gray, who produced the record. But so I've been working on just like writing for other projects, which is so lovely.
Yeah, and this is Molly talking. I'm in school for a few years more, but I play a lot of jazz in the town where my school is. And so I have like certain duos or trios that I play with locally, jazz gigs.
Couldn't you have picked a smaller instrument?
It's okay. I like it. I like the size.
To do all that traveling around with, I really envy stand-up bass players. You must be getting some really good muscles.
Oh, yeah. It's all right.
Plus, we put it into Molly's Subaru Outback, plus two guitars and two fiddles and three humans, and
wow,
we drive around.
I hope there's room for snacks along the way.
Always.
What about you, Issa? What other projects have you interested?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, I've been mostly focusing on school, but being at Berkeley, you know, has given me the opportunity to play with a lot of different people. I presented my senior recital almost exactly a month ago, and with that, like, played with a few different people. Like, I played with Lula Wiles, obviously, but I also put together a country band. My friend Carolyn and I did our senior recitals as, like, a co-bill, so, like, you know, she played her set, and then I played my set, and then we ended with a big country band, which was, like, the two of us on lead vocals and fiddle, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, pedal steel, bass, and drums.
It was so good.
That was a lot of fun. So we might do more of that. And I, you know, I play locally around Boston with various people. Ellie and I have done a lot of backup singing, for various, you know, songwriters and friends of ours and things like that. Backup singing is one of our favorite things to do, all of us. Molly's in some of that too, but yeah, since she's not been in Boston a lot of the time, Ellie and I do our duo backup singing.
And Issa, did you also have a role in your parents' most recent recording?
I did, yeah. I recorded fiddle and vocals on a few tracks on my parents' most recent album, which is called Waiting for the Sun. You should all go buy it because it's good. not just because, you know, buying the record helps, you know, me.
Hey, Susie and David.
Love you.
It's a family business after
all. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm looking forward to now that I'm out of school, I'm sort of branching out and, you know, maybe doing some more fiddle gigs with people, saving up to buy an electric guitar so that I can write a lot of really angsty indie rock songs. So yeah, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing what other things I can try out.
I know it's hard to think about now because you just did your first album, but mm-hmm. is there already a plan to maybe do some more recording?
Yes. My gosh. As soon as we finished the first record, we were like, let's do this again very soon.
Especially since for a lot of us we have limited recording experience, but doing something this extensive, we spent so many days and we put so much, it was like a labor of love. We really worked hard on it. And so I think it's going to become addicting. You know, it's totally different than playing live and totally fulfilling, but in a different way.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Really creatively inspiring. So I've already been writing songs where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to put this on the next record.
Yeah. And like we just had such an awesome collaborative experience working with Dan and Adam and Sean too, just like all of us really gelled well as a team.
Totally.
And so I think that is a team that will definitely work together again.
In some form or capacity,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
To quote Bernie Sanders, definitely work together.
Will you be going back to fiddle camp again, you think?
Oh my gosh, oh, yes. Forever.
I think we're all teaching in some capacity this coming summer.
We volunteer and teach. Often Issa and I will team up and teach the beginners, whether they're adult beginners or crazy 9-year-olds that we have to wrangle into playing old Joe Clark.
And I'm officially Corey DeMario's second helper bass teacher.
I heard you talk also about the camp that goes on at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes.
Is that Kristen Andresen's?
It is. And Laura Cortese's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll all be at that camp as well in Issa and Molly's official title at that camp is Jam Instigators.
That's great. Well, it could be a lot of fun. I think it's a great boost if you are a newbie or if you're
definitely
an old-timer. It's also just great to get connected with all that energy, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You say?
Yes. I totally would. I mean, Miles of Music is an inspiring place unlike any that I've ever been to.
We've definitely grown as individual writers and musicians, but as a band, that's been this really, whereas maybe Main Fiddle Camp sparked the band, I think Miles of Music was sort of the fuel for fire.
So much support from that community.
Yeah,
we're so grateful.
And you can't beat the settings either.
Oh my gosh.
You bet.
I've just been dreaming about it for getting closer. Yeah, just like, you know, 3 a.m. canoe rides.
Now you know where the song In the Pines came from,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally.
It's been a real treat to have Lula Wiles here in our studio. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having us, Kate.
To find out more about them or where you can find them, they have a website. It is lulawiles.com. You can get the news there, probably figure out a way to get a hold of their CD if you're not going to be at one of their shows in the near future. And we encourage you to check out the website and be listening for more from Lula Wiles. It's a real treat. We're very fortunate. Again, thanks, ladies, for coming in. One last song. You want to introduce it?
Yeah. So this is a song that I wrote that is on our record, and it's called Traveling On. And it is a song for the summertime. So we'll leave you with that.
Restless and wild, you left me beguiled when we drank in the cool night air. And you told me tales of the places you had sailed, and I said I'd never traveled anywhere. And now we're driving, you move so fast. I keep thinking this can't last. Now roll the windows down so I can feel the air. Show me every place I've never gone. But when tomorrow comes, I wonder, will I be standing still when you're traveling on?
was the color of my eyes. Now we're driving, you move so fast. I keep thinking, this can't last. Now roll the windows down so I can feel the air. Show me every place I've never gone. But when tomorrow comes, I wonder,
from their album that's self-titled. It's a new release, and that was called Travelin' On. They're going to be over at the Stone Church in Newmarket on the 27th, and they're going to be kicking off the festival season with the Roots on the River Festival on June 4th over in Bellows Falls, Vermont. If you want to find out more information, visit their website. You can also visit our website. We'll make sure their shows are listed on our calendar at nhpr.org or visit lulawiles.com. This is The Folk Show at NHPR.
The world is in a constant state of change.
Huge population growth.
Oh my gosh, Apple's working on self-driving cars.
Healthcare, pensions, social work.
But this week, Outside In is all about the ways things haven't changed.
And if you woke up Rip Van Winkle and showed him the electric system, he'd recognize it immediately.
Well, ginkgos are what we call a living fossil.
Everybody's amazed that camels originated in America.
Outside In, tonight at 10 on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. And Country Woods Furniture and their new Sleep Center, featuring mattresses from Simmons Beauty Rest and Beauty Sleep and solid wood bed frames and custom finishes. Country Woods, NH.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.